In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. An atom is the smallest unit of an element that still has all the properties of that substance. In the fourth century BC, the Greek philosopher Democritus, time of Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, 4th century BC, was the first time that anyone had proposed the idea that everything is composed of indivisible atoms, the smallest unit of any element that is still that element. In 1223 AD, Francis of Assisi set up a manger with hay and two live animals, an ox and an ass, in a cave in the Italian village of Grecio. A cave, not a shed, a cave, just like in any Orthodox icon. That cave was still remembered in the 13th century in the West. It was the first creche scene. Francis invited villagers to come and gaze upon the scene as he preached about the babe of Bethlehem. No problem with the creche scene. But what does the creche and the Holy Family have to do with atoms? In 1925, no earlier, the term nuclear was first applied to human families. The idea of the nuclear family, it began at the beginning of the 20th century. The nuclear family, father, mother, and child. And today, the smallest unit, the human atom, is no longer the family. Didn't take that long. It is now each human individual. You want a family, you need two atoms. They come together. They have a contract, a prenup, and they have children. Smallest human unit. Not the family, the individual human being. But the world was created in the beginning as one whole. And we, the human race, all mankind, are part of creation. The whole of this world that God created lives by the grace of God. It isn't a machine. It isn't some kind of a material background or stage for individual human beings to play out as they strut and all that from Shakespeare as isolated individuals. That is not the nature of the world. It is not the nature of ourselves as human beings. And today, even the idea of a nuclear family already seems distant, something to aspire to, something to be achieved. Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel and Seth and their children were not the first nuclear family. The first human family was a broken family. It included murder. The brokenness of the very first family is because of their brokenness and our brokenness from God and creation. We are not as we were meant to be. All of us are physical descendants of the first human beings. But by birth from the womb of a woman, the eternal Son of God entered into us, entered into our humanity, entered into the race of all mankind. By baptism, chrismation, and repentance, we entered into his kind. The birth of the Christ child, fully God and fully man, is the birth of the new Adam. Today we celebrate the pre-feast of his birth. Today, tomorrow, and then a third day at the vigil on Christmas Eve, we will call him Father of the world to come. That is our heritage. That is who we are. We are not defined by the world. We are defined by our humanity as it is fulfilled in Christ, at one with his divinity. The world of God's creation lives because his divine energies run through the entire world of creation and sustain it. It's not a self-sustaining machine. It's not something created in the beginning and then left by God, or created in the beginning and left to fall because of the fall of human beings. We had a role to play in the world as part of the world created in the image and likeness of God, and we failed in that role. Our falling meant the coming into the world of death, and the world was broken because of our fall. Still, the divine energies of God keep this world living, because His energies are present in all things, sustaining them. He is the only life. God is literally the life of the world. He is the livingness of the world. He is what life is. This world was created as one whole, but this one whole has a center, and that human divine center extends out to include all things. Christ was born in order to be that center, in order to fulfill the calling of man to be at the center of creation and transform all of creation into paradise. That is why God came into the world and took on our humanity. And it is the same for us. We who think we are each isolated individuals, separated from one another, and separated from God, it is not the reality. But in our separation from God and our distance from Him and others, it is how we experience life in our brokenness. We are the same as the world. There is a center that we must have in order to be fully human beings and live as the persons that we are. Father Lev Gillet once said, during our preparation to celebrate the birth of Christ, this fasting season that is so difficult before Christmas, so different from Great Lent, during that time, we unite ourselves in spirit to the progressive purification that prepared for the birth of Jesus. Father Lev is saying that Advent, the fast before the Nativity of Christ, is like the Old Testament. There is a gradual preparation in spirit that prepares for the birth of Christ. That's what Advent is like. The Old Covenant, Father Lev says, was a long Advent. A long Advent, often broken but never abandoned. We can hear the brokenness in the genealogy that we read today from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Adultery, murder, abandonment of God. Not so different from our own nativity fast. I hope not in every respect. But all of this was a necessary preparation, as the winter Lenten fast is, for the birth of Jesus Christ. It was so historically. It is so now, during the church year. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, Perez, Jesse, and all the rest are there in the genealogy to become the descent of Christian kind. Christian kind. Humankind reunited to God through Christ. Christian kind. That is what we are as true human beings. St. Paul wrote, by faith Abraham offered Isaac, by faith Moses forsook Egypt, by faith Old Testament martyrs bore torture. Before the coming of Christ, they bore torture as martyrs. In order, St. Paul says, to obtain a better resurrection. In order to obtain the new life Christ God comes into the world to give to us. The life that we can live by repentance, by the effort to turn away from that which is least in us toward that which is most holy and pure in us. The love and the desire for God and a true and full life as it is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And so it has been for every Christian from the beginning until now. It is a matter of the reality of the living of that life. That is what has sustained the ongoing life of the church in the world from the beginning until now. The smallest indivisible human unit is the new Adam, Jesus Christ. And think how he opens up to include all humankind within himself. Because he is God incarnate, God man, including our humanity in himself. He is the smallest truly human unit, fully God and fully man. And he draws us into a life that is an eternal life that we can begin immediately and continue by repentance. That is why we celebrate his birth. Let us now complete all our preparations to celebrate the birth of the human center of all things. Not an idea, not a doctrine, not a teaching that we as isolated individuals might accept and believe, retaining our separate individualism. That is not the nature of orthodoxy. Orthodox Christianity, true Christianity, is uniting ourselves to this life that God gives us, making the spiritual effort to live our lives, which requires repentance, active spiritual involvement. That center of all things, that human divine center, is born, Jesus the Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.